Welcome to Books in the Middle, a podcast just for middle school books. Has there ever been a time in your life when you have wanted something so very badly, and you got really, really close to getting it, and it was taken away from you? That's what's just happened to Emma. Emma has been living with, as she calls it, the curse since she was 12 years old. That was when she had her first epileptic seizure. She is now 17 years old and is approaching a huge milestone. She is 48 hours away from being 6 months without a seizure. Now, these seizures have completely impacted her life, including taking away what she perceives as her big source of freedom, which would be a driver's license. According to the state of Alabama, she has to be 6 months free from a seizure before she can get her driver's license. And as I said, she's 48 hours away from that. Unfortunately for Emma, she is going to a soccer tournament. Now, she loves soccer tournaments. She really likes to play soccer, and she's pretty good at it too. The problem is, during this soccer tournament, she has a run-in, literally, with one of her teammates. A teammate who used to be her best friend, but when the curse began, all of her friends seemed to have disappeared, including Gretchen. Now, Gretchen is also a pretty decent soccer player, but in this particular moment, it appears that Gretchen has deliberately run right in front of Emma, causing, unfortunately for Emma, a seizure. When Emma comes to after the seizure, she realizes that the clock has just started all over again for her. And the idea of having to wait another 6 months is just overwhelming to her. And she lashes out by attacking Gretchen and breaking her nose. So as all things are letting loose on the field, Emma just can't deal. She goes off to the sidelines where her mom is screaming at another mom and at a ref, and it's just an absolute disaster. Grabs her mom's keys, heads to the parking lot, and just takes off into the Georgia hills of Appalachia. Emma predictably gets lost. She's up in the mountains. She has no idea where she's going. The road is pretty slick, and all of a sudden, Emma finds herself careening off of the road and into the woods. When the car finally stops, she gets out and realizes that she has really just compounded the complete and utter disaster that she has made of her life. Having no idea where she is, no idea how to get help, remembering, of course, that her cell phone is in her athletic bag back at the soccer tournament on the side of the field. She does have a flashlight that's in the car, but pretty much there's not a whole lot around. She does make out what appears to be maybe a little house or wooded shack that's off in the distance, so she heads toward that. Unfortunately, when she gets there, she realizes that it is completely empty. So she sits down on the front porch, takes off her cleats, and contemplates the ridiculousness of her life. I need to get out of this situation somehow. Then I could start trying to fix all the things I had broken. Maybe, hello, a voice behind me said. I have never been the skittish type, but I jumped about 3 feet and even let out a tiny bit of a shriek. It was a deep, deep man's voice that somehow made me instantly conscious of the bones inside my arms and legs, as if they had separated from the tissue and I couldn't use them anymore. I spun around, fists raised. There was no one there, but the door, the big wooden door with the pattern like a Z, was gone. There was nothing there but a tall black rectangle in front of me. It's open. What were you expecting? The deep voice went on, for me to say, enter freely and of your own will. I never heard the door open, not a creak. No one was standing there that I could see. The flashlight was at my feet, still aimed up at the stars. I reached for it, and the voice spoke again. My God, you are young, aren't you? A girl. What are you doing here by yourself? The voice was coming from the black rectangle inside the house. I pointed the flashlight. I could see at least 12 feet of empty space beyond the open door. The flashlight beam tacking a spot on the far wall with a nail of light. The floor was rough sawn and littered with dust bunnies and little bits of trash and leaves. There were no footprints in the dust. I was just about to say something about the car being stuck, and now I was glad that I hadn't. Where are you? I said, feeling a pulse start in my neck. Ah, I like that, the voice said. The voice was outside now, somewhere to my right. I swung the flashlight beam over. Still, no one was there. I turned in a frantic circle. Every direction was empty. I felt my skin freezing in horror. Throat by R.A. Nelson.